Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, so many things are happening in the world. We hope we're going to get a chance to be able to share, you know, God's news behind the news and what's happening. One thing is, I do want to say to the VFN family is that the annual VFN family gathering is coming up August 3rd through the 5th. August 3rd through the 5th. It's just exciting for all of us to come together. I encourage you and all your churches in the city that y'all join together in unity and just a time of celebration and worship. And, of course, our focus last year was on, you know, God's perspective of Israel. We're beginning to seek God's perspective of Israel. And you see today, you know, what's happening. We see happening in Israel. We see Syria about to lose its leadership. They're discussing the use of chemical weapons, and they're the largest stockpiler of chemical weapons in the world. And not only that, that Hezbollah is the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood, by the way. They're connected. They always talk about them as they're separate. Our intelligent media, our media, our media talks about Hezbollah like it's actually something totally different and just this entity out there. But it's sort of like, you know, it's sort of like saying a prostitute is an entity all unto themselves, and nothing happens that gives them finances that keeps them on the streets and that type of thing. It says, no, they're not an entity. Somebody's giving her or him, giving them finances and feeding into that particular situation that's bringing destruction to them or someone else. And it's, you got to talk about the John and the prostitute at the same time. You got to talk about both of them. Well, in the context of that, which, by the way, if you're listening and that's you, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And you cry out to God right now, and believe me, God will forgive you, because the very one that anointed his feet in the midst of all the religious folk who thought they had Jesus totally figured out, we're still talking about her today. Her name is Mary. And they thought, he's not even a prophet. He calls Jesus, he don't even know this is a prostitute that is anointing his feet with the alabaster box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you're just missing it. You're missing
that's
it.
That's right.
You know, and of course, he said, this will be told and to remember her. So I don't encourage you, but I'm just saying that in the context of saying, you know, how does these prostituted people, you know, Hezbollah, how do they stay in power? Who is their, quote, John, unquote? You know, who is their one it's Iran. It's the Muslim Brotherhood. Right. They've separated themselves enough where it's not obvious. But that's where their power is coming from. This is who, you know, our American leaders are helping be empowered. And not only are we helping them, you know, get in the places of power, but we're erasing our notes and how we did it, and that there are enemies in the FBI's library and all.
That's right.
But and what Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, said on Fox Sunday, Fox News Sunday, which, by the way, I just realized, I mean, it just dawned on me, that there's a news channel called I'll have to come back to me, but I realized somebody was somebody's son and I never did connect the two. I'll have to come back to him in a minute. I may realize it again tomorrow.
Right.
I may have known this once, I don't know, but I found out forgetting is a gift. Really, you know what I'm saying? And so with that, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu, he was on the newscast, and I was talking about, you know, Syria and its leaders, and he said it's pretty much set for the fact that it's going to go down, you know, that it's going to be exchanged. But he don't know. His concern is, you know, is there going to be a transition of power, a proper transition of power, whoever it's going to be? He has no problem with it being somebody else, but his concern is will it be stable or not? And, of course, when you look at Syria, if you understand Syria, it's on the top of Israel. It's like the northern borders of Israel. And you have Lebanon there, but in there you have Hezbollah. Hezbollah is right there, stationed at the northern parts of Israel. And his concern is that if Hezbollah gets these chemical weapons, gets their hands on them,
that's right.
You know, they're going to launch them as terrorists around the world. I mean, the last thing you want to do is Al Qaeda. It's like Al Qaeda having chemical weapons and launching them on Israel. And of course, Israel is going to have.
I'll say what's interesting about that too is you're talking about that is that, you know, Israel and these countries, it's not like there's a huge distance away. You know, I know you've been to Israel, I've been to Israel. the Golan Heights, I mean, you can literally peer right into Israel. You can throw stuff with your hands into Israel from the other borders. And so it's important that Israel is able to defend, you know, herself against this. And the idea is, who, you know, can you secure these? I know just recently the regime, Assad's regime, had mentioned that they had the chemical weapons in a secure location. We're like, yeah, right. You know what I mean? Mm. You're about to go down. You're about to leave here any day now.
Right. Yeah, the they just say not again. That's what they say, not again. Israel's that's their theme, not again. And so when a man says not again, for example, say there's an escaped prisoner. Mm-hmm. An escaped prisoner has been in prison, and he says, I'll never go again. But so then he escaped. Mm-hmm. So he's still a criminal. Right. But he's going to go down to his death. He's not going to go back into the prison again.
That's right.
He'd rather go down where he is than go back into that confinement again. And Israel is not a prisoner. They're, right. You know, they're the chosen people of the Lord, you know, and the apple of God's eye. But they were held captive. They were in prison. They were in camps. They were you know, murdered, and it's been horrific, the things that have happened to the people of Israel, to the Jewish people. And, you know, we've been to the Holocaust Museum in New York and in Washington, D.C., and there's also one in Israel. And remembering when, you know, remembering what, and the only way the enemy can defeat you is to get you to forget.
Right.
You know, your history, forget you to forget how you got here. And it doesn't just happen. You know, one thing that we do, we always document how we got here, because it gets really confusing sometimes. You got to go back and go, oh, that's right. Yeah, there was ovens there that were burning us, and we can't do that again. And so with that, you know, Israel will retaliate. They'll immediately, if there's an unction, if there's a probability that these chemical weapons get into the wrong hands, if it doesn't look, they're watching everything. Israel's not waiting to see if a bomb gets launched over its border. Hmm. They're actually probably know the thoughts that are going on behind the ones who are thinking about possessing the weapons. And we have some stories about that. As a matter of fact, there was one particular time that they took over. There was they're shooting lots of missiles into northern Israel. I believe it was from Lebanon. And what they did is Israel just took over all their security cameras. They duplicated the videos that were on there, so they were playing the same thing over and over again while their security people in Lebanon were watching these same monitors. At the same time, Israel was removing those facilities from the face of the earth. And so they didn't know till the next day that all those facilities were gone, because they kept watching some video over and over again, thinking that was a security video camera right on that particular place. Oh, wow. I mean, Israel knows what they're doing.
Wow.
I'm going to ask Iran, right? Here they are. It's like, where do these viruses come from? You know, this, I don't know, what's a virus control program?
The filters on?
Yeah, what's this?
Like AVG?
Malware?
Yeah, malware. Or what's the most, right, the one that comes AVG? On a computer? No, not the one that comes on computers.
McAfee?
Yeah, McAfee. I'm sure.
Oh, Norton.
Yeah, Norton and McAfee. Yeah. But I'm sure the president of Iran's going like, this McAfee thing is just not working for us. You know, we're trying to build a nuclear bomb here.
We got to call Microsoft.
Yeah, you know, I was just chatting with the president of Northern Korea on the can and the string phone, because, you know, they're not up in there.
He's like 12.
He's he's like 12, and now he's over the military, and they placed him over the military.
Crazy.
Yeah, very crazy. And you know, they know what's going on. The thing is that, you know, you just can't sit back. Now, America, right now, in contrast, we're not only sitting back, we're just opening ourselves up and say, hey, come and get it. You want a missile? Mm. You want weapons? You want our Constitution? You want, you know, our president, when he was being sworn in, do you remember that, when he was being sworn in, you know, and to be swear an oath to defend, protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, that he said that and Judge Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, said it the wrong way, and the president repeated it the wrong way. But it seems like maybe that was prophetic, right?
Right, yeah.
Mm. Y'all remember what he said?
Not verbatim.
I promise to execute the office of the presidency of the United States.
Ugh. Oh, that's right.
And it seems to be being dismantled, doesn't it?
Sure is.
Wow.
And that's just
execute.
Total. Execute. And they had to go. They went back and retook it in a private place.
In the Oval Office, I believe.
Yeah, in the Oval Office. So whatever happened, whatever allegiance and whoever he swore by in the Oval Office outside the eyes of the world, you know, what he said publicly was that I will execute it. Only the Lord knows what was said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So here we are today, which means if Israel retaliates, and Israel's surrounded. You know that, guys, right? He's surrounded. They're surrounded. Everybody around them over there is wanting to destroy them. Our president appears to be participating in the process, kind of egging it on, empowering Muslim Brotherhood around them.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, he's saying one thing, which is cool what he's saying, but what he's doing is undoing what he's saying. And with that, the church has to realize, ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And I can sense in my spirit, I just know. And look at your news and pay attention to the Middle East and see the trembling cup that's surrounding Israel and how at any moment, if they got their way, and they're not going to get their way, but if they got their way, they would destroy Israel and push them and see. Realize that's you if you're the church. That's what's going to happen. If we sit back and don't pray for Israel and don't stand for Israel, the church will suffer severe, you know, persecution.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, where the Islamic Spring, the Arab Spring,
right.
It's not Islamic Spring, but right. It pretty much is,
right.
Is experiencing, here it is. The Arab Spring is experiencing an Islamic summer because it's getting hot.
Yeah,
and right. The Christians now are being pushed out. They're being kidnapped. The Coptic Christians, they're going in there kidnapping the women and forcing them into accept Islam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a totally different thing with a Christian. A Christian who knows God and loves God, they present to you the gospel and they give you a chance to know what's true, what's right, and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior because you understand that He loves you and has a plan for your life. And He will forgive your sin, you know. If you say no, God just moves on. He doesn't put a sword at your throat.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't kidnap you. He doesn't bring you into an interrogated room and tell you if you don't, it's just like, no, that's what you want. You just rejected me. You know, I wish that you wouldn't. That's not what I want for you. And if anytime you choose to accept me, I'm going to receive you. But Jesus said, you know, He presented the truth, He presented Himself, and then He moved on.
That's right.
Well, Islam right now that we've helped empower Islam in the Arab countries, and that's what's happening in Syria right now. You're looking at the Muslim Brotherhood. You watch. You know, there ain't nobody in the Muslim Brotherhood going to give up in their power. They waited 100 years to be where they are because when the Muslim Brotherhood was formed right at 100 years ago, when the Ottoman Empire and all the things that was going on, the British colonists, you know, the British came in and began to divide up the land, and that's why they hate what Britain stands for and what America stands for, because they colonized all those different,
right.
They cut it all up in like a pizza pie and said, okay, this is yours. And so these leaders today, the reason why they don't mind taking them out, that's what they're doing, is because they feel like that their land got cut up and given to them.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then they think in the very same thing because that was the time that Israel got their land back. You know, and so that's their thinking. They, just like, you know, Libya's president, president of Libya, they thought that he had a piece of the pie. They think King Jordan's got a piece of the pie. The King of Jordan. Syria's a piece of the pie. And so it's all theirs.
They want to get it back.
They want to get it back. And so it's just not going to be good for the church. We can't sit by and watch, you know, what's happening to Israel and think it's not going to. I can feel it. If you are sensitive to the Spirit of God and you're hearing what the Lord is saying, that this is about to happen worldwide. This is a world shifting that's taking place right now. It's an entire shift. Johnny Foote, and you can find this out on The Torch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to VFNTV.com, and that's where we have our articles and things about the VFN radio program, VFN TV. It's VFNTV.com and go to the Torch. That Johnny Foote, you know, God spoke to him. He's a prophet, and God spoke to him and told him that we'll be shifting to the beast economy. You know, and you know, it's nobody ever wants to be a part of that generation. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you're just like, no, that's was. Let me check my Franklin out. No, that wasn't part of my plan. I'm looking at my calendar. No, I don't want to be a part of that generation. But the truth is this, that God saw it in His wisdom and His omnipotence and His design and His unfolding of all these things, and it's not catching them by surprise. He chose for you to be a part of this day. Mm-hmm. You know, He chose that. He believed that you could stand up and trust Him in the midst of great difficulty and times that test men's souls. And this is not an American issue now. This is a worldwide issue. And after this break in a moment, I want to talk to you about some of the things that are happening in the world and realize that, you know, we rise up that as the church, not to physically conquer anything, but we rise up to be able to fight for men's hearts, to be able to win them to the Lord. You know, we fear not, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we fear not our lives unto death. Death's not an issue for a believer. Death is an issue for an unbeliever. That's how you know. That's when the rubber hits the road. Mm-hmm. When the rubber hits the road, when it comes time when somebody gets a pronunciation of death, mm-hmm. that's when you find out they're a believer or not. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
So
like,
true.
It's like, what are you worried about? You want to make more mortgage payments? You want to go? You want to have another stupid political campaign like this again? What is it? What is it? What do you want? You think, you know, mm-hmm. you know, what are you serious? You're going to go be with the Father? You know, in a few moments or 6 months or whatever you know, it's happening, and you're upset about that?
Right.
I mean, come on. If you're a believer, we don't fear death.
That's right.
No, how we die.
Yeah, that's another thing.
How we die. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I have a little concern about that. We don't want
that
to happen.
Whatever you do, do it quickly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Whatever you do, do it quickly.
Do it quickly. Do it quickly. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.